Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. We will be doing a post-mortem of the ALDS that the Yankees lost on Friday night. I apologize for there not being a show. Yesterday, I was not feeling well, and now I have all my thoughts gathered, so at least I won't be ranting like I would have been yesterday. Or maybe I will be. You never know. We will discuss what's been going on in the American League Championship Series and National League Championship Series up to this point and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. That was not a fun ending to the season on Friday night. And what annoys me about it is that it all could have been avoided. If the Yankees front office and Aaron Boone hadn't decided, hey, or actually, if the Yankees front office hadn't decided to force Aaron Boone into making game two the way it was, where they were doing this cutesy, let's be the Rays and start with an opener and then put someone else in the second inning, bullcrap. And started Masahiro Tanaka instead, like you're supposed to do, because when you have a number two starter, you start the number two starter. You don't do this cutesy crap. That costs them a game. And some people were saying, what if Tanaka came out and pitched like crap? Well then, oh well, that happens sometimes. But you always give your team the best chance to win. And the best chance to win was not throwing Davey Garcia for one inning. And he only threw one inning in the entire ALDS. And then replace him with Jay Happ in the second inning. You don't win that way. So anyway, the Yankees were tied 2 games apiece with the Rays. They go into a decisive game 5. They throw Gerrit Cole on short rest. Gerrit Cole does everything he can to help the Yankees win. The Yankees offense is shut down by Rays pitching. Although, to be fair, the Rays offense was shut down by Yankees pitching until Aaron Boone did the unthinkable by putting Aroldis Chapman in the 7th inning and expecting him to get 7 outs. The game is also tied at this point, and I think that every single person watching that game, every Yankee fan, knew that Aroldis Chapman would be giving up a home run. We weren't sure if it was going to be of the walk-off variety, but we could see it happen. It was like a slow-motion car wreck. We were just waiting for it to happen. And instead of being a walk-off, it happened in the bottom of the 8th, and then the Yankees came up, were feeble at the plate in the top of the 9th, and the game ended. Now, this is what bothers me about Aroldis Chapman, putting aside the personal stuff that I don't like. Remember what it was like when your closer would come into games and you pretty much knew that the game would be over. You didn't have to worry about whether or not your closer would give up a home run. Occasionally he would, because Mo wasn't invincible. It did happen from time to time. But with Aroldis Chapman, it feels like it's shocking if he doesn't give up a big home run these days. And then of course it happened to be Mike Brousseau, who he threw at famously. It almost started a brawl at Yankee Stadium, so it was karma in that way. The Rays move on to the ALCS to face the Astros, and right now, as I'm recording this, they are up 2-0 in the series. Now, this is a hard one for me because as much as I can't stand the Astros for their cheating, and I don't want them to win anything, I'm also not a big fan of the Rays. I think they're a bunch of jackasses, and the fact that they were celebrating to New York, New York on Friday night was real childish and petty, and I kind of want them to make it to the World Series and then be humiliated. But with the way they're playing, I don't think that's going to happen, which is really irritating. So I'm actually rooting for the Meteor in the ALCS. I would like for a Meteor to strike San Diego, just Petco Park, and just affect the players. It doesn't need to affect everyone else. As for the NLCS, I'm pulling for the Dodgers just because they never win anything, but last night's game, Braves pitching shut down the Dodgers offense. The only offense that they had was a home run by Kike Hernandez. And up until, was it the eighth or the ninth inning? Now I can't even remember. Everything's running together for me. The Braves weren't doing much offensively, and then they exploded for 5 runs. So that was sort of shocking, because the Dodgers were the ones who had a tendency to do that. They did it against San Diego. They would string together runs late in the game. There was one game that was tied 1-1 until late, and then the Dodgers pulled ahead 5-1. So it was like they got a taste of their own medicine last night. And I have to say, Max Fried, who pitched for the Braves last night, was really, really good. And that's not to take away from Walker Buehler, because he was pretty good too, although he had a walk problem. He was surrendering too many. In a moment, we'll be talking more about the ALCSs and other stuff happening in baseball, but first, let's talk about rockauto.com. Because if you own a car or a truck, you should go to rockauto.com. rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Now, before we go on, I have to mention this because I mentioned it on Twitter. It upset me, it annoyed me, and I can't believe that more people weren't complaining about this. But during the game last night between the Dodgers and the Braves, during the Fox broadcast, John Smoltz and Joe Buck were talking about Walker Buehler's blister problem. And John Smoltz was saying that other people may think that, okay, what he was trying to say was other people may think that a blister injury is not a big deal. Obviously, it is a big deal. If you have blisters on your fingers and you use your fingers to pitch a ball, it's a big deal. But instead of saying it in that way, he said that some people view blister injuries as a sissy injury. What year are we in? Who the hell uses the word sissy to describe anything? I heard it right away, and I couldn't believe my ears. And when I was looking on my Twitter timeline, hardly anyone reacted to it. People responded to my tweet about it, but other than that, I didn't see many people talking about it at all. And it seemed like, it wasn't like I was listening for John Smoltz to say something like that, but when you hear the word sissy out of nowhere, again, who uses that word? No one uses that word anymore. The connotation is horrible and awful. And knowing about John Smoltz's background and knowing things that he's said about certain things, it doesn't surprise me that he would use the word sissy, but something needs to be done about it. He needs to apologize for using that word because it's not right. it's not as bad as Tom Brenneman using the three-letter F word on the air, but it's close enough because that's the connotation behind the word sissy when people use it. I couldn't believe my ears. And then I couldn't believe, again, that no one reacted to it. So I hope that something's done about it. I hope it's brought to Smoltz's attention. Maybe he'll say something about it today, but I doubt it. I even rewound the TV because I heard it and thought, no, there's no way he just said sissy injury. No one would say that word in 2020. Then I rewound the TV and sure enough, John Smoltz said it. And I know there are people out there who are going to think that it's not a big deal, but it is. There's no place for that kind of language anywhere, and definitely not on a baseball broadcast. So let's switch gears and talk about what's happening in the ALCS so far. As I said, the Rays have already won the first two games against the Astros. Yesterday's game was quite odd. Jose Altuve had two brain farts. One of them led to three runs, and it almost seems like he has the yips right now, but only when he's shifting for a left-handed batter. It happened twice while they were shifting for a left-handed batter. And again, first time it led to three runs. The second time, I don't think it led to any runs, but it was just odd to watch him underthrow a ball from where he was. The first play, it looked like G-Man Choi was safe, but Gurriel didn't hang on to the throw because, again, it was underthrown. He was catching it on a bounce, and the second time it happened, it was almost the same exact play. And to see Jose Altuve do that during the playoffs, or during any time, is strange. But also enjoyable, because who wants to see the Astros in the World Series again? No one, other than Houston fans. So if Jose Altuve keeps wanting to screw up, go ahead, dude. Screw up to your heart's content. Again, I'm not rooting for either team, but I'm rooting harder against the Astros. Because again, no one wants to see them in the World Series. No one even wanted to see them in the playoffs. And oh, here's something before I go. My brother is very angry about this, and he kind of has a point. What was the point of seeding in this expanded playoffs if you weren't going to follow the seeding the right way for the ALDS? If you go by record, the Astros should have played the Rays in the ALDS, and the A's and the Yankees should have played in the ALDS, because you have the best record against the worst record, and then the two guys in the middle, whoever was better and whoever was worse, fighting off against each other. My brother has a good point. If you're going to do this whole thing where the one seed plays the eighth seed in the wild card round, then the one seed should play the lowest seed in the division series. That makes the most sense. Right? And who knows, maybe the Yankees would have dropped the division series against the A's. But if you're going to make it a point to have seeding in the first round, you should follow that seeding in the second round. That makes the most sense. But not with our commissioner, no. Rob Manfred has to do things. Let's talk about the NLCS. And having fans in the stands and not having a bubble. Because you don't have a bubble anymore when you allow fans into the stadium. That bubble is burst. It's done. It's poof in the air. And can we have a discussion about how awful the new stadium is in Arlington? The lighting is atrocious. I do not like watching games in that place. And I'm not the only person who has brought up the bad lighting. National writers have brought it up. Beat writers have brought it up. It's just not attractive. So hopefully they can fix this before 2021. I mean, I shouldn't even assume that stadiums will be at full capacity in 2021 because COVID still hasn't been eradicated and we're still waiting on that second wave to happen. So who knows what's happening in 2021, but it's not great. It's not good at all. And I already expressed my thoughts about the fact that Texas had to build a new stadium. I've said it before, I'll say it again. When they built the new stadium in the 90s, they knew the weather in Texas. They knew that it was oppressively hot during the day and that the stadium should probably have a roof, but they didn't build a stadium with a roof. And then, what is it, 25 years later? Not even? They're building a new stadium. I also said this about Atlanta Stadium. I find it absolutely ludicrous that teams who built stadiums in the 90s, stadiums that opened in the mid-90s, are already closed and replaced by newer models. It's like an older guy trading in his young girlfriend for an even younger girlfriend. So I know I didn't talk that much about the Yankees today because my thought is we're going to have a lot of time to talk about the Yankees and their offseason and what moves they may make, what moves they should make, what moves they won't make, because you know that every offseason the Yankees don't do something that they should do. They do something that they shouldn't do. It'll be a lot. So there will be a lot to discuss. I will be here for you 5 days a week. Again, I apologize for yesterday. I was not feeling well. But yes, I will be here 5 days a week. We will have a lot of stuff to discuss. I will be talking about the baseball games that are currently happening because I love the sport of baseball, even though I'm rooting for a meteor in the ALCS. I mean, honestly, do you blame me? Anyway, tonight, or, well, I guess, right? Is 5 o'clock tonight or the afternoon? Or is it just, what do we consider 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock, game three of the ALCS between the Astros and the Rays. And tonight at 8 o'clock, game two between the Braves and the Dodgers. I will say this, I enjoy watching games in which I have no emotional investment other than wishing both teams would do bad. That's how I watch the Rays and Astros game. I cheer for bad things to happen to both of those teams. As for the Braves and the Dodgers, again, I'm pulling for the Dodgers just because, I mean, they've won 8 NL West divisions in a row, and they have really nothing to show for it. They were cheated out of a World Series in 2017. This might be the last chance for them to win a championship, but, you know, and I have nothing against the Braves. I guess it would be nice for them to win, too. And they're a pretty good team. They're pitching. And can I say this about everyone? What is with every pitching staff seemingly having guys who throw 98 like it's no big deal? They're casually reaching 98 and 99 with regularity. They're touching 101 and 102 occasionally, but, you know, enough where you notice it. And where the hell did these guys come from? Were they all created in a lab somewhere? Oh, and I'd like to say, rest in peace, Joe Morgan. The baseball world lost yet another Hall of Famer. I believe this is 5 in 5 weeks. So if 2020 would like to stop, that would be great. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.